Ugandan officials are calling for an emergency meeting today in Ethiopia to discuss how to end violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The meeting is expected to convene one day after the Ugandan Disaster Preparedness Minister said that more than 16,000 Congolese have sought refuge in Uganda. The refugees are fleeing violence that has recently intensified as government forces try to subdue mutinous rebels in Congo's east. The International Committee of the Red Cross is assisting those who have fled to Uganda, leaving everything behind. The ICRC's spokesperson in Kampala, Adebayo Olowo-Ake, told Lydia O'Kane some of the refugees were injured in the violence.
We've seen renewed fighting in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo over the past few days, and that's been causing a lot of problems with regarding people fleeing the area. We've seen also Congolese refugees fleeing into Uganda. Perhaps you could talk to us about how many refugees you're seeing and what their plight is.
Quite a number of refugees, of course, as you have said, have crossed, mainly women, children and the elderly, but of course also a lot of young people. And 2 days back, there were about 16,500. And I would say that perhaps at the moment, that figure remains more or less the same, in the sense that we haven't had people basically going back. So it's roughly 16,500 refugees who have crossed. They came in through the main border town of Bunagana, which is in western Uganda, as well as in Katwe and Bukazi.
Obviously, these people have up and left. They have come to Uganda with absolutely nothing. So how are they being helped now?
The International Committee of the Red Cross is working with its counterpart here, which is the Uganda Red Cross Society, to try to mitigate the challenges being faced by the refugees. And on the short term, we have tried to provide materials for temporary shelter by giving about 1,500 blankets because it's slightly cold at this time, as well as 500 tarpaulins to enable them, some of these refugees, the most vulnerable ones, that is, the women, the elderly, to have some form of temporary shelter. But I must mention that there are other organizations, of course, which are also working there to as a joint effort to respond to the needs of these refugees.
I mean, obviously, they need material needs, but it must be, from a psychological level, it must be terrible for these people who have left family members behind, who basically have seen terrible fighting in their own country.
Of course, yes, it's quite traumatic because the fighting was rather unexpected and it was intense. And as a consequence of that, there was a massive outflow of people, emigration. Some of the civilians were wounded, and the ICRC has been able to provide some medical supplies to enable the hospitals in Kisoro district, which is the main hospital in this region, together with a mission hospital called Mutulere, to be able to meet the medical emergencies that have, of course, arisen as a, following this influx. We have also provided a telephone service to enable the refugees communicate with the left behind in the DRC. And we have had almost 700 individuals making use of this phone service. This activity is taking place at the main transit center called Nyakabande. When they're coming through Bunagana, they are processed at Nyakabande, which is about a couple of kilometers away from the Bunagana border post. The Uganda Red Cross Society, which is our partner, is providing psychosocial support, counseling, and as well as other related activities to try to, basically assuage the psychological concerns of those refugees.
Are you expecting more refugees, and are there basically things in place if more refugees do come across into Uganda?
Over the past 2 days, the tide has drastically reduced. And as a result of this, the tendency, of course, will be to suggest that for the moment, we may not have any additional inflows. But as you are well aware, the situation in the Eastern DRC could change at any time, just like it did last week when we had this last flux. So the ICRC and the Uganda Red Cross Society are already preparing. We're monitoring the situation along these border areas. We are also in consultation with the authorities in Uganda. We are monitoring the developments from the humanitarian point of view, and we will respond to other needs that may arise, either as a result of changes in the situation there or even as a result of changes within the refugee settlements here in Uganda.